Welcome, welcome, welcome.
That's so creepy. You're
What should I
welcoming
say?
someone to your like cave or something.
Welcome. Oh yeah, so
You're feeling
welcome.
evil today?
Maybe a little bit. So welcome. This is our third podcast. And right now, I don't know what are we gonna talk about it.
We'll find out.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you know Mr. Beast?
I mean, who doesn't know? Like, I live in a cave, but I'm not living under the rock.
I mean, the cave is like in a big rock. So,
Metaphors are something, okay?
if you say so. Yeah, so do you know him? Do you know what he does?
He's a YouTuber, and he made like a burger company, you know?
A what?
Burger company.
No, it's not a burger company.
He
He
made,
has? I just know his like chocolate company.
After that, it
Oh,
like
he made like
failed.
Burger Mr. Beast Burger or something.
Yes,
Yeah,
now you
okay.
remember.
Yeah. But it's only in America, so
Was about to ask, did you eat them? But I got the answer.
yeah, so do you know the brand Lunchables? It's like lunch, like ready-made lunches for little kids. They can buy them. It's like easier to have your lunch. Like quick and easy. You're not
Wait,
forgetting.
wait. So those lunch boxes, basically.
It's like in a plastic thing.
Plastic can be a box, right?
I mean,
What
yeah.
is a box? It is like a closed figure. It has to be a square or a rectangle.
Yeah. But it's not, I don't know. Actually, I've never bought it, so I'm not sure about it. But it's like little burgers or like little pizzas for kids that they can eat.
Okay. There has to be like something unhealthy is coming. I can smell it from far away.
Yeah, so Mr. Beast made like a similar brand. It's called like Lunchly or something.
Wait, so Lunchable is not his brand.
No, Lunchables is like it was the big thing before. Then he was like, "Ooh, I need to make like a bigger, healthier brand."
This guy is like Elon Musk, but like a watered down Elon Musk, you know?
Yeah, he's always doing something.
Yeah, he's always onto something. He has weird ideas, but although he has better PR team, I would say, but his ideas are more weird, you know? Elon Musk still makes sense, you know?
Does he?
He does. But if you say Mr. Beast makes sense, like, nah, not at all.
He's just trying different things, you know? If I had that much money, I would also be trying whatever I can.
He's like Elon Musk with like a lot of like how he is, but like a teenage version.
Actually, yeah. And Mr. Beast's face is so weird. You know the smile he does? It's so creepy. There's like no emotion on his face.
Yeah, so what happened with his Lunchable?
Lunchly.
Lunchly?
Yeah, so he made like a rival brand. And
Lunchly.
he also, I think it was with KSI. Do you know him?
He made like a bad song or something.
Yeah. But I think he's like a boxer now. He was like a YouTuber before.
I thought he's a boxer turned to
No,
YouTuber.
YouTuber turned to boxer.
No way, really?
Yes. I used to watch his videos actually, like years ago. He does like, or did like reaction videos.
Wait, so he's like, what is that guy? Logan Paul or something?
Yeah.
He also become a boxer, right?
Yeah, and Logan Paul was also part of this Lunchly thing with Mr. Beast and KSI. So I don't know what
Wait,
the
wait.
hell.
Wait, what the hell is happening? Like, why all of them are coming together randomly?
Don't know. Like, I guess like to get more money.
Is Elmas also in there? Like, I took his name as well.
I don't think so.
Maybe a secret investor, huh?
It might be, yeah.
So what happened, like, this brand, like,
Yeah, so they made it. And they were like promoting it, and people were trying it. And it was like people were saying it's so bad. And now,
maybe it is healthier, that's why they
yeah,
hate
they
it.
promoted it as like more healthy, but I don't know if it actually is. And then this like cooking YouTuber, she made like a video reviewing them, and she found mold in it.
Oh wow.
Like the cheese was moldy or something.
Oh shit, no way, really.
Yeah.
If you mold a cheese, I mean, you have to be like really bad.
Yeah.
What is cheese famous for? Like it long life, you know?
Yeah, and the expiration date was like in December or something of the lunch late.
And
So,
this is like October, like this is recent.
yeah. So I don't know what he's doing, like.
I have a question. Why he's always interested in like food things? Like, let me make burgers, let me make chocolate.
I mean, he also sells like merch, like I
clothing.
mean, that is like every other guy is selling a merch.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it sells well.
The food?
I guess. I mean, maybe not now because you had to bring like two famous people as well to promote it more, like this Lynchley thing.
Maybe he did not want it to take like too much risk after like losing money.
Is he losing money? I don't know. But he also had like another scandal like a few months ago, like his best friend, who was a man before and then turned into a woman, like transgender. Yeah. So that person was like exposed as like a child predator or something, like a pedophile, I think.
So Mr. B's best friend
Yeah,
is a
so
pedophile.
yeah. And then like for a few months, I don't think he posted anything to YouTube. Like he didn't talk about it at all. He just removed this guy from the videos or like this woman, I don't know. And that's,
So, like,
I
what
think
do
he
you mean?
lost
Like,
money probably because of that.
he removed the person from the video because,
Like
like
he
he's not
didn't
part of the team now.
anymore, yeah. And he received like a lot of backlash for it. So I think, I guess he lost money. So he came up with this idea.
Lose more money and face.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you know, like the only thing I remember about Logan Paul. His name is Logan Paul, right? They're
Yeah.
two brothers, and I confuse like the
Yeah.
name is confusing basically. Not their faces because they
Yeah,
look so
there's Jake
different.
Paul and Logan Paul.
Ah, so the Logan is the boxer
Yes. I think Jake is like also a
guy.
boxer.
So which one like said like he wants to fight with Mike Tyson?
You know, let me check. I actually don't know and I don't care. Yes, yeah, so it's Jake Paul, the better brother, you know? And
So
actually, they
Jake
have like a
Paul,
scheduled fight for November 15th.
Baba, I'm listening about this fight since like 6 months, right? Or 1 year.
Yeah, I don't think
I
they
thought they
happen
canceled it.
immediately. Like, it takes a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the big ones take a while. Maybe
And maybe,
like,
yeah.
but do you think like right now, as I was like talking today, we're in a transitioning world, and I don't know. I think people of our generation, they forget things like more quickly. Don't you think like if it happened like when it was like at its peak, like 3 months ago, it would have been better?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson is like
Yeah, I don't really know anything about him. Like, I don't care about boxing, so.
he's a good boxer,
Really?
and he was, I think, a world champion or something.
Really?
I don't know exactly.
I've
There is
just
a
heard his
world champion
name,
title.
like.
Oh, no. For like a long time, he was like so famous. And he was like beating people like here and there as well. Like, as I've seen some interviews of him, he cut himself out, not like actually physically, cut himself as a personality. He cut his personality into two perspectives. First is like the in-ring personality, and the one Tyson, which is another one. So actually, he had a very rough childhood. He grew up in poverty and these things. So the thing is, I think he used the trauma in a positive way, and he joined that thing, boxing. And then he was like so aggressive inside the ring, like really. He once like bit someone's ear as well, you know,
Like fully off?
like cut off. Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand the hype with this
Yeah,
guy.
yeah, 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 yeah. And but like he said, like before fighting, he would cry, and he would hate his personality in the ring.
Okay. I thought he cried to like become more emotional and like more powerful, you know? I don't know.
Maybe it was also like getting out of your weaker self. You know, when
Yeah.
you express yourself, your emotions are out. So there is only one thing, like that is aggression left. Maybe it is also the case. Maybe it was also happening, you know, because sometimes like something happens to you and you don't know what is happening exactly. But like he was really an aggressive guy. If you look up like his workout routine before, it was like great.
He's posted it.
Like old workout routine. Like
Did he try it?
you know, for 30 minutes he was just curling his neck to make it stronger. So when it was, I think it was like 20 inches, the circumference.
Wow.
20 inches. Yeah. I'm telling you, like he was really good.
Wow.
And some people say like one of the benefit he has was his height is a little bit lesser. Like if you compare at the time the boxers, his height is a little bit lesser, and because of that he was easily able to maneuver their punches.
But I thought boxers were like short.
Which boxer is short?
I don't know, they just look short. I thought that. I think because they are so wide,
Yeah,
they look
I
short.
think yes.
You know, like they're so bulky and
Yeah,
like
and their head is
muscular.
like so small.
I think like they have like good neck and shoulder muscles, and in comparison, it looks really small. But no, they're pretty big guys. Yeah.
Have you met a boxer ever?
No, I'm not into boxing. I mean, I think
You know this guy's like whole life story. I'm not
not
into
whole life
boxing.
story. Not whole life story.
Only
No.
half.
I'm sure there are more people who know more than me.
Of course, as like super fans or something.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of anyone, so
Of
I don't
course.
think it is worth it. But you know, the more important thing was, which I would say we or anyone should learn from his life is, when he was at the peak of his career,
Yeah.
okay?
How many years ago?
I don't know, and I don't care. We have to learn from people, not care about the date and number. You know, that is the problem with our teachers, especially like in our school teachers. They're like, oh, give me the number. Nobody cares about the number.
Yeah.
Give me the story, what I can learn from the story. So yeah, he was broke as well.
Like,
Like monetary broke, financially broke. Like he was spending
obviously.
like crazy person.
Like, after winning so much and becoming like
Yes, yes,
famous?
yes, yes, yes.
Ooh.
And most of the
Well,
athletes, they do the same.
what did he spend the money on? Like, cars or? I
I
don't know.
think, I don't know exactly.
Like,
But
houses?
once he had a tiger as well,
Oh my
as his
God.
pet. Yeah? You don't know?
No, I never knew. For how many years?
I don't know. And as I said, I don't like.
I'm curious.
Yeah, but it's
That's.
not an important thing. The important thing is like, why you want to be in that position when you're earning so much. He was earning like, I think, half a million a year or something, or maybe more, or maybe half a million a fight. It was like a big number. Still, he was broke. Maybe the number is off, so I'm not sure about it, but he was earning like a great amount.
And he just spent it all on useless things.
Yeah. And you know, one time he went to meet Michael Jackson.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was time of his, like, both of them were like at the peak of their career. So I don't know, it was like Michael Jackson was joking or he was serious. So he asked like the other guy, like, who's this guy?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just not into boxing.
Baba, you know, in old times when boxing is happening, it was all over the news, all
Yeah,
over the
that's true.
newspapers. But like, he was even a bigger deal, you know? You
Than
know,
Michael Jackson.
no, Michael Jackson was a bigger deal, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, surely he cannot, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, he cannot, like, stand for, like, even 10 seconds in the ring with him, but yeah, he was a bigger deal. Yeah, but you know, I think it was some celebrity, he was, like, fighting with him or something. So
You
what
mean
Michael
like
Jackson?
physically fighting?
No. I think some diss track or something. I don't know. Like there was
Oh,
like
okay.
an argument or something. So Michael Jackson did not fight back. He just bought their copyright. So
Ah.
whenever that guy would sing, he would earn money.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, that is so smart. So what I'm saying is like there should be like an intelligent part in it. And I would say it has to come from like some strong emotional maturity. Because that guy was like, he was in the business for a long time. You know, he was coming as like, I think as a teenager as well, with his family and these things. So he knew what is happening in the industry, how to excel, how to take more one more step ahead. In that sense, that was awesome. Yeah, so Jake Paul and Mr. Beast. So are they trying to close the company now, or what's gonna happen?
I don't think they like had anything to say to it yet. Like it just happened like a day ago.
Do you think the company will be shut off or something?
Actually, I'm not sure. Like maybe if this woman sues them.
Who is this? The woman is the chef
No,
woman.
like the YouTuber who was reviewing this.
I have a question.
Okay.
Maybe you don't know, but for example, like you posted a video, let's say you posted this video, but you did not put any legal charges against the people, the company. But as I'm another person. And for example, let's say my kids are also eating that thing. I can also put a charge on them, right? I can also put like a legal, I can send them a legal notice, have
I
some
mean,
legal, right? And you know, they are like super rich people. I'm sure at least 3 to 5 people should or would do this.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Even if it's just like revenge. Wanna like get back at these people or something.
Maybe his friend would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
Yeah.
you removed me from the videos. I'll get
Yeah,
back at you know?
exactly.
I'm sure he would do it.
Have you seen what the friend looks like?
Do you think
I mean,
I
no.
care? No, but I. But until he's not from Thailand, he would look ugly.
I mean, yeah, he's American.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, somebody said, like, the most beautiful women are Thai boys.
You mean the lady boys?
The
I'm sure it's true,
lady boys. Have you ever seen like a lady boy in your life?
in real life.
In real life.
No. I have not got the amazing chance.
Yeah, you need to go to Thailand.
Actually, I would love to go.
Yeah, it has good beaches. Great beaches.
Have you been?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Ah.
Yeah, and the weather is not bad actually.
So where should I like go? What's the best place, in your opinion?
You know, see, I have been to many times, so. But I would say for the first timer, you should go and explore, like in general, like go to a big city and normal. But once you are there, you can explore more. But you know, I won't say like anything because I know you. Okay? You should go there and
Find the lady boys.
off. No, they will find you. You'll be jealous of them, I am sure.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't care. They're beautiful.
They have better skin,
Yeah.
better hair,
A
better
wig.
voice.
Yeah.
Wait,
A
wait, wait.
voice?
No. Wait. They have a wig? I thought they grow their hair.
I think it depends. Like, some of them have a wig, some of them have their real hair. Or, like, what if they want to switch it up and they don't want to actually dye their hair? So they just wear, like, a wig.
What do you mean, switch it up?
Like, dye their hair, like, pink or something.
Why would they? I never seen a ladyboy with pink hair. I always see them with like normal hair.
I've seen them take out the wig as well.
On TikTok?
Yes.
That is a Chinese propaganda, you know?
No. I don't believe that. I think it's real.
Okay. So shall we go to the next thing or did you see Donald Trump like selling?
Yeah, did you see him at McDonald's?
Huh?
Did you see Donald Trump at McDonald's?
I mean, yeah, he's the
Of the decade.
the year. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I thought it was like AI at first.
I
Yeah, what do you think about it? Do you think it's a good idea for a presidential candidate to be doing that?
mean, why is he doing it? That is the purpose. Like, is he planning to increase the minimum wage?
I don't think so.
Yeah, the thing is, if you go there, okay, you see something, okay, now you have some knowledge, and now you see the condition which you don't like, and you see like they are doing hard work, or even if they're not doing hard work. Everyone who is working, they should deserve enough minimum wage so that they can sustain. Because otherwise, it can create more economic and social problems. So I think, for example, he's saying like I'll cut the taxes. Maybe he will also increase the wages. If he increases the wages, I think, you know, if he tax cut taxes, increase wages for next 30 years. 30 is less. 60 years. Is a little bit more. I would say like 45, 50 years, US would be the first, like the strongest economy. You know, the people saying China will overtake it. I don't think, because for example, some time ago, Joe Biden, he announced like a $1 trillion budget for the whole infrastructure of USA. And if you're making infrastructure, it means a lot of things. Companies are getting money. The people who are working getting the money. The suppliers are getting the money and the workers of suppliers are getting the money. You see the trickling down effect of
Yeah.
1 trillion is so 1 trillion. I think, I don't know, but maybe it can like 5x or 10x by the time it reaches the government again. So it is a big amount. Also, like the construction projects are like the cash cow. For example, like many experts say, China is heavily dependent on construction projects, and because of them, they are like growing so fast. So now You know, the best thing about US is once they pass an order, okay, let's say Joe Biden in his last term, he passes one order, okay, it is passed. Now the next president cannot take it back, except like some laws. If it is like an order about money and these things, they cannot take it back. If they order something, it had to be made, they will continue the process. In most of the third world countries, it does not happen. For example, like person A comes and he says, okay, we'll make this, and it is under construction. Person B would come and he would stop the construction and he would say, we will construct something else. Because if the thing for the A completes, now everybody will say it was started by person A. Nobody cares about person B. So in their stupid rivalry, a lot of money, a lot of resources are destroyed. You know, there are many reasons, but it is one of the reasons why the working of the government is so good in USA. And imagine now you have this in progress, and now you cut taxes. Oh my God. You know, the last time they cut taxes was in, I think, 1980s. It was like in Reagan era. And it increased the GDP by 4%.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Which is really big. So I don't know, but I think it will be like great. It is like double positive. But yeah, what do you think? Like, do you think he will cut it?
Right now, I don't see it likely, but I don't know, maybe he has a change of heart. I just thought it was funny to see him working there.
There is no change of heart in any politician, okay? Let's
I
just
mean,
get it through.
love him.
I thought you'd love Donald Duck.
I mean, actually, I like those comics.
Really? Why do you like Donald Duck?
No, I don't like him. I just like the comics. I think they're kind of funny.
Which comic?
Donald Duck.
Have you read them?
Yeah, they're so popular in Finland.
Really? What
I had
is
like a whole like cupboard full of them.
Wow. Is it like black and white or colored?
Mostly it's colored.
All right.
And some people have like a whole book of the comics.
Because the Japanese comics are black and white, so I was just curious. So what is the personality of Donald Duck?
I think he's a pretty regular dude. Like, there's more interesting characters in the story, but I don't know their names in English, actually. So it's hard for me to explain.
I'm sure the people listening, they would understand.
I mean, yeah, if they're true fans, of course. True fans can understand each other, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah, so there's this, like, really rich guy who's, like, really lucky, and he has, like, he does these, like, he builds his, like, own projects. No, he's not rich, but he's, like, super lucky. Like, his name is, like, Lucky Duck or something.
His name is Lucky Duck.
Lucky Duck.
Lucky Duck.
Lucky Duck, yeah.
So in all the comics, like all the people are ducks.
Yes.
Very interesting.
And then there's also this like really rich evil guy. I think he's like the uncle of Donald Duck or something.
Uncle Scrooge.
I don't know his name in
He
English.
wears the glasses, right?
I think
I love that guy. He's rich.
And there's more as well. I just don't remember right now. I think there's like a female duck as well, like
There has to be a love interest.
Like a girlfriend or something of Donald Duck.
Okay, so let's say you know the personality of Donald Duck. If you have to compare like two things about Donald Duck and Donald Trump. So what? Yeah, so what are the two things like common in them? Or maybe you can do three if you stretch a little bit.
It's been so long since I read them. I just know Donald Duck, like, he really wants money, but he never gets it. But this is, like, not really similar to
Man.
Donald
If
Trump.
Trump wants it, he gets it, okay? So he loves money.
Yeah, but he never gets it.
But he loves
He
money.
loves money.
Okay, there is one thing common. He like girl or
He likes what?
he like girls like or
I
something?
mean, he has like one girl.
Only one?
But I think he's also chasing some other girls in the comics.
Okay. There is a similarity. There is a similarity.
What else?
Did he ever work in McDonald's?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if he even has a job. Like, he's just always doing random things.
Like hustling.
Basically, yeah. Because that's like the whole point. Like, he's always doing something different in the comics.
Ah. Oh, yeah, to make the comic more interesting, yeah, you have to make the person jobless.
Exactly, yeah.
That is the only way. Like, imagine, like, you have to read, like, every day, like, but it can be interesting. Like, he goes to office and there's something nice happens in office. Have you seen Office, by the way?
The Office?
The
No.
Office. Really?
Actually, I want to watch it, but I
It
mean,
is really good. It is like, oh my God, it is so funny.
Should I watch it?
I would say yes. And you know me, like, I don't say like yes to most of the things. And it was written by a woman, so.
Oh, that's why I should watch.
She's an intelligent woman, I would say, you
What's
know.
your name?
I don't know. I remember her work.
Okay.
Who painted Mona Lisa?
The best guy, Da Vinci.
What about the, I don't know, other paintings as well? Like, I know some, not too many.
Mean, I also don't remember the names actually. Like, it's I don't really care.
I mean, yeah, after some time the names disappear, you know? As Shakespeare said. The only guy who said name doesn't matter. We remember his name. Just to prove him wrong. Just to prove that guy wrong. Like, listen, listen, listen. We remember yours. Shut up. But did you see like his popularity rose after working in McDonald's?
I don't think so. I mean, I just saw like funny videos, like people were saying like it looks like AI and like I don't know. But I don't think it really did anything for him. Like actually.
I think his most strongest point is his opponent is Kamala Harris. You know, that is his strength.
That is true actually. I think he will be winning this time.
He is winning, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine, like, Joe Biden just randomly resigns one day, and now the vice president, she's like, yeah, I will run. And she does not seem interested as well, you know?
Yeah.
She's just saving her face, basically. That's what it looks like. It was like, you know, like, you have to prepare at least 1 year before, like, I'm running, I'm doing this, this is my thing. No, nothing, nothing in her case. No. Just like 3 months ago, 4 months ago, he just like, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah, basically, he just gave up.
Yeah, he gave up and she was not ready. You know, all those people who are saying bad things about her. I think all of you are being harsh on her. It's like, have you ever did any presentation without being prepared? That is her. Like,
My God.
you know, like, you can say like, oh, she has so much time. Like, it's not easy. It's a presidential election. It's not like just a garden walk.
Yeah.
You should have like everything ready. You should be ready for all the questions and everything.
Yeah, she's winging it. Like,
Huh?
she's winging it.
What does it mean, winging
You don't know?
it? I don't know.
Like, basically going into something like unprepared. Like,
Yeah.
just doing it like on the go.
She's
Like,
just
as it's going.
for doing it for doing it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
she's not doing it for winning it. That's so bad. I don't know, I feel bad for her. Like everyone is making fun of her, saying bad things. And the thing is, even she knows she lost. She lost from the
Yeah.
first day. Actually, like, if you say, you know, in her eyes, I see a losing person. Say, like, she lost.
Yeah.
And even for her, she's giving a good fight. And all those people who think like she's a threat, like, she's a threat for her own party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really funny. Who is
Okay.
this guy? Who is this guy?
Mike Jeffries, the former CEO of Abercrombie? I don't know how you say that.
Show me.
Abercrombie?
Abercrombie
I don't know.
and
Never heard
Fitch.
before.
His partner, Matthew Smith, and the couple allegedly middleman, arrested for down sex trafficking charges.
His face is just so bad.
Man. You know, all those sex offenders and these people, their face is so bad. Like, I won't say, you know, he's not ugly.
He's not ugly?
No, ugly is like a small word.
Okay.
Their face, it melts somehow, you know? It looks
Yeah.
like their face melts and disfigures
Yeah,
into
it's
some.
disfigured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, ugly is like, okay, you're not like. You're not given beauty, okay? That is like a absence of beauty is ugliness. Let's make it simple. But
Yeah.
here it is like disfigured, like he got punched and his bone like just sat there, you know? Unfortunately, he looks so bad.
Yeah, oh my
Yeah.
God.
And most of these people, they look so bad.
Who's most? They all look bad. Have you ever seen a good sex offender?
Baba,
A good looking one.
I consider everyone as a sex offender until unless proven
Innocent.
innocent. Yeah. So yeah. Nothing interesting?
Actually, yeah, it's a boring day today.
It's a boring day.
Only sex offenders, you know.
Only?
I mean, there was something about the best guy, Diddy, you know?
What happened to him?
Like, oh, his trial is next year in like May.
What do you mean by next year? Why it is next year? Like they have he has destroyed like so many people's life and these things,
Yeah.
you know, played with their bodies and I don't know, maybe like killed some people. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, really?
I don't know.
And there are so many people coming out and there's so much proof and these things.
Yeah.
And
But everyone has the right to like go to court.
no. I'm not saying punish him immediately.
No, I mean, I'm saying he has to go through the process.
He has to go through the process, yeah. But the
Yeah.
process will start like in May.
Yeah.
How many months? Like
Like 7 months.
7 months. Why?
I guess just legal things take a lot of time. Like his lawyers have to prepare things and people have to prepare
Prepare what?
like to try to like defend him.
If you have to try and prepare to defend a person.
I mean, people are defending like actual serial killers, so
Serial killers.
yeah, I'm sure they also have a lawyer who's defending them in court, so
I mean, does those lawyer know what is happening? Like,
what do you mean?
are they complicit?
What do you mean? Like,
For
do they know
example,
what's actually happened?
yeah. For example, you know, if it is by law, if you don't have a lawyer, the government will provide you a lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say. The government provided you. Nobody is like to try to fight your case.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah, it does.
There was this terrorist. He was caught in India. So our government, they run a trial, proper trial. There was proof and there were camera footages. But they had to do it, you know, because that is the process. We know it is. They know it is. But and it was rapid. No. I think he died because of dengue. Yeah, because I think
Okay.
people were making fun like our government is so slow, like mosquitoes are taking revenge now. I don't remember. But the thing is, these process should be faster, especially when it is such a high profile case. It should be more quicker. And what do you mean by he needs 7 months to prepare what?
I don't know. That's just how it goes, like in the legal thing. It takes a while.
7 months is a lot. Like,
That's
give them
actually
2 months.
less. Sometimes it takes like years for an actual like trial to happen.
No, I'm not saying trial to finish. You are saying it will start on May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it will finish, we don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it can take years for it to actually take place. Like, you know, the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it took like years for it to actually like take place.
To
Like they had it,
finalize, basically.
yeah, for the trial to like
No, no, no,
start.
no, no. I'm not saying finalize.
No,
I'm
like for the
saying
trial to like
starting.
be started. It
Really?
yeah, like they had a trial in like 2018 and then they had it again in 2022. So
Wait. So they filed for a divorce or some fight in between, and they had child like on both sides of that thing.
no. I think they divorced, I don't remember the year. 2016? 2015?
Wait, they divorced in 2016
I'm
and they had
not.
a child like on 28.
They did not have a child.
You just said like they had a child on 2018
No,
and
they had a trial.
Ah, my God.
Yeah,
Oh my
so they
God. Okay.
divorced in like 2016. They had their
2016.
first trial in 2018 about like domestic violence, basically. And I think Amber Heard won it or something. And then Johnny Depp was like, okay, I want to have like a retrial. So then in 2022, they had.
Did he won?
Yes.
Okay. You know, like, okay, you're confident. You're going forward. Okay, I will defend myself. And then
Yeah.
you lose, like, even more. They're like, yeah, double it, man. Double it and give it to him
Yeah.
again.
So
Yeah.
it can take a while. Especially, I think, for like celebrities. I don't know why, but it just takes a while.
That is so bad.
Yeah.
Especially when it is about, I would say, separation or divorce. Okay, let's say like two people, they have a fight, and now they want to separate. Okay. Maximum 4 months, 5 months. Do it fast. Because imagine for years it is going on.
Yeah, people have this, you know.
No, listen, listen. Now you are not like you're not divorced. You're not like you're not legally divorced. You cannot marry someone else. You cannot even start your own life because the strings they are pulling you there. It's
And I mean, people have like child custody things for like years, like fighting in court, like who, which parent can like
have the
take,
child.
have, like, yeah, keep the child.
So who, where does the child live then? Like a daycare?
No. I'm not sure, actually.
Send the child to like a, I don't know which home, orphanage. Send him to orphanage.
I mean, I don't know. Is there like youth centers or something? Or like orphan kids who are like not that small anymore?
Wait. So you're saying the orphan people, when they turn 18, they're thrown out of their like orphanages?
Think yes.
No way. Why don't you Google it right now? I wanna know. The world wanna know right now. No way. That would be so rude. Congratulations on your 18th birthday. Let's throw you out. Let us show the main door.
Okay, I think this is in like America, but it said they house children from birth to age 15 or 16. So not even 18.
Wait, so what happens after that? I'm curious about that.
At around age 16 or 17, orphans are forced to leave the orphanage system and enter the world with limited education and minimal support.
Wait, so they are saying the people who don't have family, okay, who grow up in a very, I would say, sad and depressing environment with minimum education and therefore minimum source of earning. No experience, no backing, no help. They're held out in the society. And we will just ignore this and say, like, it is not breeding any crime. Yeah, totally. I agree with you. What the hell is this? This is so absurd.
This is really bad. But yeah, 18 is like the max for an orphan, and then you're just gone.
That's gone.
But I think in Finland, like, either the government gives you enough money to like have some place to live, or they like provide you with like some apartment or things like this.
Really?
I don't know, like in America.
Yeah, the system is totally different. I don't think in India they are doing something like this. I think maybe they let them to overstay. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, when parents are fighting over kids, so how, where do they live?
I think they live in like some type of foster care. Or like with the other parent, like the mom has the child, but the dad wants to have the child. But the child
Yeah.
is like living with the mom until the dad like either wins or if he loses then he doesn't get the child. So I don't know like exactly how it is.
That is so weird. I mean, see, these are not criminal cases. These are not like.
I mean, sometimes they are.
I mean, sometimes they are. Yeah. See, what I'm saying is, when it is just like a normal thing, make it quick, make it fast, make it simple. So, there is less suffrage on your side, the kids are suffering less. And you save money because like these lawyers, they are not like coming for free.
Of course, yeah, it's so expensive.
Yeah, that's true. That's so weird. Donald Trump divorced two of his wives.
I thought one of his wives died, but I guess that was after the divorce.
Wait. You're saying a conspiracy theory
No, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm
right
just saying the facts.
He's rich. That is what it means, you know? How many kids he has? Five? Six?
Definitely more than five. Actually, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, five. I thought he had more. That's Elon Musk.
That's enormous. You know, I just read someone say that he has like three baby mamas. Okay? And he was shot twice. Trump. And he's now working in McDonald's. He's more blacker than Obama, and they tagged Obama. Now it is your turn to like fight back. Like, what the hell? You know, but I would say like all the internet should come and like they should like, yeah, they should like ask Obama. Like you have to come back with something. It would be so fun. Like yeah, come back. Yeah, you have to do something. Yeah, you have to show your race, you have to represent yourself. It would be so funny if Obama and Trump has a boxing match. Who are you betting on?
Does the bum have like any muscles? That's the question. Because like I thought he was kind of skinny. He's skinny?
And I think after like retiring, he's more skinny. I feel like it.
Is everything okay with him at home?
I don't know. I think the life was so stressful. Like he has so much white hair, or maybe it is just an age.
I don't know how old he is.
Guess.
Like 70 something.
There is no way he's 70.
Really?
The maximum I can give him is like 55, 56.
No way.
Yeah, such it.
I would say like minimum 60 something.
Really?
Yeah, 63.
63. Baba, those are like old pictures. Look at him.
He's so skinny. Oh my God.
He is skinny. I mean, he's not famous for being a boxer.
I don't know, like Donald Trump, he would not like have the energy to be in the ring like fighting for more than 5 minutes. So, I don't
So you
know.
say Obama.
I think yeah.
You know what I look like? Like he has like he would headbutt him, you know. Yeah, I don't know, but I feel like he would headbutt him, and because of like a wrong move, he would be disqualified. So Trump would win, but he would hit.
Yeah, I'm sure Trump would do something like to make himself win.
Like what?
I don't
I don't know, put cheese in his eyes. Like what?
like, I don't know, something sticky on
That is
the
cheese.
like slippery.
Like mayonnaise. He'll put
You know, like a
mayonnaise.
banana, you know? Banana like
Have you actually seen someone fall from a banana?
No. But I've seen it in comics, even in the Donald Duck comic I've seen.
Is banana common in Finland?
What do you mean by common? Like, yes, people eat it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not costly
Not
there?
that much, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, do you guys grow bananas? I don't think so,
No.
right?
Yeah, no.
So where do you import it from? Like,
I'm not sure which country. But
if you have
yes.
to take a guess.
Actually, we have these like moving boxes. But they're not like moving boxes. People use them as them. They have like bananas and has like I think is it Brazil or something? So I think maybe from there. But maybe now it's different.
That's cool. What do you think bananas are coming from? Which country?
You mean in Finland? Or like the original?
The origin. Where did they originate from?
I don't know.
Guess. Just give a guess.
You know,
Okay.
only India is coming to my mind because of you.
No, not India.
Okay.
It is south, I think East Asia, like Malaysia, Indonesia, these countries. And then it come to India. From India it went to Africa. As far as I know, can you check it? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is Brazil. They're eating the original bananas, these
Yeah,
guys.
in the jungles of Malay,
And
Indonesia or the
Philippines.
Philippines. Okay.
What do you think about Philippines?
What do you mean?
What do you know about Philippines, basically?
Actually, not that much.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you know that if it is not that much? Anything is fine, except this fact. We just read it right now.
Nothing is coming to my mind. I don't really care about this country, to be honest.
That's so weird.
Why?
It is weird.
I mean, yeah, I should know more.
Actually, you know, I
Why?
disagree.
I mean, I don't know, it's interesting to learn like random facts. But they're not really useful to me, so.
See, I agree and disagree at the same time. It is good to know, but if you don't know, like, it is not like a compulsory thing. Like,
I mean,
I hate the people who, for example, like, they know some random facts and they judge people on those things. Like,
yeah.
let it be. Everyone has their own things going on in their life.
Yeah.
And if they're maneuvering, they are going through that problem and they're doing good in life, they're in a better place than yesterday or like an year ago, I think it is good.
Yeah.
We have to stop like instant judgment. It is pretty bad. And also, I would like to add, if I should, which I
Yeah, you're
would,
free to.
am I? Am I a free man?
Yes.
If I don't pay taxes, I'm in jail. Is this freedom what you call,
Yes.
huh?
Yeah.
somehow we are not, we are open and soft with other people, but we are so harsh with ourselves. I would say, like, for example, as you said right now, we should know this thing, that thing. If it was somebody else who did not know,
Yeah.
what would you say to them?
I would say it's fine to not know.
Then why are you a hypocrite to yourself?
Because I started thinking about it and it would be cool to know. Like to tell people these facts. If they don't know, then I can tell them. But it's not like I have to know. Like I'm not dying to know.
You know what I said was a lie. You should be harsh with yourself.
Why?
I hate this soft, fragile, easygoing attitude.
Oh, okay. Why the switch up suddenly?
I'm just trying to be against you, you know, just to prolong this. No, jokes about, like, I agree with you. Like, it is cool to know, but at the same time, do we have the luxury? I mean, I have the luxury, but, like, all of us, like, with time, I'm becoming more acceptable of, like, some people's
You mean like more tolerant?
tolerant is like, I would say tolerant here is like so aggressive word. Like, I'm tolerating them. Like, they're pinching me, they're hurting me, they're
Yeah.
irritating me. No, they're not hurting me. I understand them. There is an understanding here, you know? So I would say tolerate is like a bit too aggressive here.
Okay.
You know, the most interesting fact I read like a long time ago was, if for like 30 or 50 years, every day you visit a different island, then you will be able to complete all the islands in Philippines. I don't know how true it is, but I don't remember where did I read. Maybe it was like 10 years. Or maybe it was 20 years, I don't know, but it is still a big number.
Wow. So you want to try?
Actually, you mean to all islands?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because, okay, your life goal is to visit all the islands in Philippines.
No.
Yeah,
That's like a
but
waste of your life.
exactly, like, there are so many places. Like, I'm not saying Philippines is bad or something. It is a beautiful country. People say that. But what about other places?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never been there, so if I go once, maybe I'll be like, oh, I have to go. I have to see the other ones as well.
But as far as I know, you're not a big fan of beaches.
I mean, it depends on the beach. Maybe they have like really amazing beach. I don't know. I have never been. Have you been?
No. So if you have to tell like three takeaways for today's session.
You know, actually, I enjoy Mr. Beast videos, but I don't think he should be doing all these weird business things. Just stick to what you're good at. Oh, by the way, I saw something like he had like pre-recorded like 15 videos after his death that he'll be posting. Like, so his channel won't die after he's dead.
What about after 15
I don't
videos?
know.
It's not like 1500
Yeah,
videos, right?
that's just what I read. Which is so weird. Like, if you die, you die. Like, that's it.
Does he have kids?
No. I think he's only like 25 or something.
Really?
Let me see.
I thought he's like 35 or something. I don't know.
He looks pretty old actually. Yeah, he's 26.
Oh, wow.
See, his smile is so creepy.
Yeah, that's true. So the first thing is, stick to what you're good at.
Actually, yes.
That's a very strong and very beautiful one. Wow. What about the second one? I know it is difficult, but I know you're good at
Yes,
it.
you're putting the pressure on me.
I'm so sorry, but I know you can do, like, you are doing great. You always do great, so.
Why don't you say something? Like, why am I doing everything? Why am I saying everything?
Because nothing is coming to my mind.
Hey, that's.
That's a lie?
No, that's just so bad. You should be
No.
saying something as well.
I would say it takes a lot of courage to go unprepared into a battlefield, okay? So be nice to other people who are living, because everyday life is like you're fighting. So you never know, like, the person in front of you, what they're fighting, and I'm not saying be nice to them. Just don't be rude to them. I think that is more than enough. You know, nobody's asking for your kindness. We just don't want you to be rude with us. I think that is, you know, if you do something kindness, you expect something from them. But if you don't do anything, you're not expecting anything from them. which I think is more stronger.
Yeah, I think that's true. But then again, I feel like you should try to be kind if you can.
Like going out of the way or just being like
Like generally nice. Like
okay, like being nice or being kind is like 100% okay.
yeah.
Like I would say don't give more than 5 to 7%. Don't even go your 10%.
I would say like don't go over 20%.
20% is a big number.
Yeah, but that's just for me.
Can I borrow some money from you?
I mean, you can have a few dollars.
Thank you. What about the third thing? Let me say it then. I remember something. You know the fight Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are having?
Yes, I'm so excited. Woo.
I would say like as I said like the things are transitioning. Like we are in a transitioning time,
Yes.
especially the younger generation. And if we don't change ourselves according to the times, we won't survive.
Yes.
Also, don't fight with old people, you know.
So you're saying Mike Tyson is old?
I'm sure he is still like kick him nicely, but
Of course. He's Mike Tyson. Come on.
you didn't know him before,
Yeah, but
okay?
now I know. Yeah. Always be curious. Always learn new information.
So the fourth thing is always keep on learning.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. So, this is what I learned today.
What about the Philippines thing?
Yeah, but
Mike Tyson is more important, huh?
actually, yes.
His nickname was Iron Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, don't ask why. He was strong,
How do you
that's
know
why.
this?
Like, some people are saying Iron Mike, Iron Mike. So,
Okay.
I think this is a wrap up,
Yes.
and I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yes. I hope you have the best day or the best night.
I would say just subscribe, you know.
No. Have a good day first.
No, you have to subscribe first, and then
Oh, for the good
maybe you can
day.
have a good day.
Hey. Actually, yeah. I don't want to false advertise.
That's much better. All right, bye.
You should say thank you for listening. Thank the people. Give the 15% of kindness.
That is too
That's
much. The best I can do is thanks.
so rude. Thank you so much for listening.
I mean, yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.